Today's episode is called Embracing Change, because that's exactly what we have to do if we want to move forward. Hi guys, and welcome back to Unsaid Words, where we discuss all the things we leave unsaid. Because I've been through so many transitions in my life, change is something that I've had to learn to embrace. Now, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know I like to preface by sharing my own personal experience. And I've always had a love-hate relationship with change. A love-hate relationship because I was always going through it. When I was younger, I moved around a lot. And it felt like I was always going to a new school. I always had to be the new girl. And I had a hard time fitting in because of it. It felt like no matter what was constant in my life, there was always a variable. When I think about that time in my life, I remember always reminiscing about what it was that I had just come from, whether that be my old school, an old friend, even the state I was in previously. And a lot of times, I think that when we reminisce and we just miss times in our life, we often leave the bad out of our memory. We romanticize it. But in hindsight, was the past really that good? And that's fine if you want to have fond memories. But a lot of times when we miss things, we change our perception and view them for more than they really were. When I finally understood that life circumstances will always bring about change and that change is inevitable, I learned to embrace it and that all change does not have to be negative. Some of my best quote-unquote character development came from change, came from something I thought would be a negative situation, and something that I thought would break me is what taught me my biggest lessons. Those experiences are the ones I've learned the most from. Changing schools so often taught me how to adapt to new environments. And that skill is something that I carry with me everywhere I go. I'm glad I changed schools, because if I hadn't, I wouldn't be able to change majors or change jobs so seamlessly. And these are circumstances that present themselves that changing schools has prepared me for. Changing friends felt like the end of the world when it was happening, but it taught me two things. That number one, change isn't losing, it's more of a gain. And that if they're really your friends, they'll stick around, but that's for another episode. In everything that we think we lose, everything that I had thought that I'd lost, I gained in a different way. If you want to learn to embrace change, you have to view it not as a loss, but as room for new growth and new wisdom and knowledge. Anything you go through, you can always have a takeaway from it. Life's experiences are meant to teach us. And not only that, in life, some things just have to end for better to begin. Whatever you think that you may have lost, you have to believe that it's setting you up for something better, something greater, that will not only help you to stop dwelling on the past, but will also cause you to be grateful for the changes that you've had in your life. If you enjoyed this episode, follow the podcast on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for motivation, behind the scenes clips, and new episode updates. You can listen to Unsaid Words on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more. Every Friday at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening!